This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. A new study has uncovered some interesting findings that could change nitrogen management for farmers. We will hear more from Dr. Logan Woodward of Pivot Bio next. February means many farmers and ranchers are knee-deep in the worst season of all, tax season. What if you could make farm taxes easy? Ambrook is the proven solution for managing your farm finances. Have your tax forms ready in minutes with transactions tied to Schedule F reporting. Prepare a balance sheet designed for your farm and an income statement that you can split by commodity. Put down the receipts and pick up Ambrook. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today for a 30-day free trial. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. Researchers have found that gene-edited bacteria can supply nitrogen to crop roots during early corn growth. Dr. Logan Woodward, development agronomist for Pivot Bio, says the study could revolutionize nitrogen management.
The thing that I think that's most exciting about this study is that we're proving that we're getting more nitrogen into the plant, and that is derived from the atmosphere. So we're targeting applications to the rooting zone, and so we know that we're supplying nitrogen right in the root system. Because we're getting more nitrogen in the plant, it shows that we can replace some small portions of some of the most inconsistent nitrogen applications. In corn production, I see that we're limited to two sources of nitrogen, being the soil, what is ultimately mineralized from soil organic matter, and then the fertilizer that we apply to it. And this kind of opens up the opportunity for growers to tap into that third source of N.
He says the study has shown this is a great way for growers to get the most return on investment.
Because we're providing microbes right there in the rooting zone, we know that we're supplementing in where the crop ultimately needs it. And so I think of it as potentially some of the most efficient nitrogen pounds on growers' operation. In this study, we saw consistent increases in biomass and nitrogen uptake, and ultimately the ability to replace up to 35 to 40 pounds. And lastly, we were definitely seeing some minor but very consistent yield gains at some of our moderate N rates.
Woodward expands on how the new findings fit into Pivot Bio's management strategy.
They can add it pretty simple into their management system. We want them to apply alongside nitrogen fertilizer. Obviously, that is important. We need that to maximize yields, but we also need that to make sure that the plant is happy and healthy. You know, a happy plant, happy microbes that are living right there on the rooting system. The applications are pretty simple.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.